So let's start with the rhythm guitar part. The first thing we have is the intro, which goes like this. We are in the key of D, and we start with a D chord. And this is finger 1, string 3, fret 2. Finger 2, you're on the 1st string, 2nd fret. Finger 3, you're on the 2nd string, 3rd fret. With my pick, I'm going to strum just 4 strings. 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st. Try not to hit the 5th string, but if you do, it'll be okay. I dampen the 6th string by bringing my thumb around the back of the neck of the fretting hand and touching it. And that will kill it. The rhythm pattern, that's down, down, up, down, down, up, up, down, 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 up. Or you could just go straight down, up, 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 down. If I'm playing this by myself, though, I like the first pattern better. It has a little more variety to it and gives a better idea of where you are in the pattern throughout the measure. So either pattern works great. The second chord is our B minor 11. This is just the first finger barring 5th, 4th, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st strings, 2nd fret. I'm using the tip of the index finger that I'm using for the bar to touch that 6th string and kill it because I don't want to hear it. I just want 5 strings. Now, the reason this is a B minor 11 is that a basic B minor chord is B, D, F sharp. If you make it a 7, you add an A. If you make it a 9, you add a C sharp. And if you make it 11, you add an E. And so we have these notes except for the D in this chord. So it's a B minor 11. We'll use the same pattern for it. The next chord is an F sharp minor 7. So for this, the first finger bar is the entire 2nd fret. So all 6 strings, but we also add the 3rd finger to the 5th string, 4th fret. We'll have a full measure of this. And then we'll have a G chord. And this is a simple one as far as the recording goes. Finger 2 is on the top string, 3rd fret. Finger 3 is on the 2nd string, 3rd fret. Usually when you play this form of the G chord, you also add the 4th finger to the 1st string, 3rd fret, which you can if you want. It's really hard to hear that note on the recording. What I do, though, when I play it by myself is I use a G major 7 because that note is in the chord, but it's just not on the guitar. When you add all the other string parts in, especially in the keyboard part, you get this full chord. This G major 7 is your 2nd finger on the top string, 3rd fret. Finger 1 is on the 1st string, 2nd fret. That's all I'm holding down. The 5th string is deadened by my 2nd finger just lightly touching it to dampen it. And I use this chord when I'm playing the song by myself. And that way you get more of the identity of the full chord going on. So either one of these is fine. And then we do all of that again. A full measure of D. The B minor 11. F sharp minor 7. And then the G or G major 7. And then it goes into the first verse. So let's see what the rhythm guitar player does there.